This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Instagram, how you spell again?
I-N-S.
D.
D-A.
D-A.
G-R-A-N.
G. Jangan kecohonya saat ini dia telah. I'm going on, you cannot sound like that.
That
itu semua dari kita dalam ini. Okay. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyalah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, it is really a great ni'mah, a great blessing from Allah Almighty who have allowed all of us to meet up with Ramadan al-Mubarak this year. This month of Ramadan and also in this year, will be a very interesting year. A year that we will never forget. a year that we have experienced a very unique way of celebrating Ramadan al-Mubarak. Because this year Ramadan, we all experience lockdown. So that we have more time to reflect and try our best to understand why Allah wants us to fast and why all these things is happening. Almighty Allah never create anything without a reason. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Everything, there is a lesson for those who reflect. On behalf of Al-Qadim, we do miss all of you who have been with us from Ramadan to Ramadan, Qiyam, and having this short tazkira every night. But this year, all of you will be at home with your own family. And Alhamdulillah, with the technology and online, we are able to communicate. We are able to reach out to all of you. We all are aware that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose Ramadan al-Mubarak for us to fast, it's not to make our life difficult. Even among us, you may have people who are new to Islam, first time they experience to fast, and maybe some of them may have a lot of difficulty if they are staying with their family who are not yet Muslim, who don't understand why we should fast. Let us look into what Allah have reminded us. It's the same ayah every year. The reminder of Allah will never change. But the important thing is our spirit, our understanding must be correct. Allah Almighty have said in the Holy Quran, which Allah have revealed as the last testament, a divine guidance for mankind, for you, for me. We do all our best. Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala allazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe. When Allah talk about believer, brothers and sisters, we all are aware. The believer is a person who have amana. And that's why the Prophet said, La iman liman la amana tala. There'll be no iman in us when there is no amana. Everything in our life is an amana. Time is amana. Our life, our body is an amana. Our family is amana. Quran is amana. Islam is amana. Our knowledge is also amana. Everything is an amana. Brothers and sisters, Allah also said, this fasting, it's not new, it's not only for the Muslim, but it was made an obligation upon all the believers before all of us. That's why anybody who talk about religion, they cannot escape from fasting. Only the way may differ. The Yahud, the Nasara, the Majus, even the Hindus, the Buddhists, all of them have this ritual known as fasting. Now, the reason Allah wants us to fast, number one, so that we are connected with the early believers. It's not only on us, for everybody who believe in Allah, they will go through this process of self-discipline, self-control program. And the reason Allah make it very clear. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that at the end of the day, we all will attain taqwa. Now I'm going to remind all of you, the good brothers and sisters, who have been with us and those who are still following us online, a very short reminder today, tonight, yeah. The word taqwa is been reminded by Allah so many times. It was reminded by all the good scholars to the student of knowledge. It was reminded by all the imam every Friday when they're giving the khutbah. But in reality, until today, we all fail to understand what is taqwa. We know the not yet Muslim, they are looking for something, and we have the thing they are looking for. But they don't read the Quran. Quran is alien to them. They don't read the saying of the Prophet. They do not know who is this man, Prophet Muhammad. But they are looking at the Muslim. They are reading us. If we can show them good example that we are muttaqin, Allahu Akbar, they will start to open their mind, their heart. And maybe through us, they will receive the hidayah from Allah. Now this word, taqwa, it was mentioned by our Prophet even before he passed away. Usikum bittaqullah. He said, I remind all of you to have taqwa in Allah. But the simple way that the Prophet is trying to explain to us is, was sam'a wa ta'a. And that's why the first definition of taqwa is an yuta'a fala yuqsa. Remember the first one? I may question all of you again when I see you, or maybe when we are in contact again. Remember the first one, an yuta'a fala yuqsa, meaning a person who have taqwa, if want to know whether we have attained taqwa or not, is a person who ayuta'a fala yuqsa, a person who obey, who are obedient to Allah and will never disobey Allah. The level of obedience may differ, but as long as you are obeying, meaning you accept what Allah have ordained upon you, what Allah want you to do, you have to do it. If you can't, you still accept that this is a command from Allah. It's just our weaknesses that we can't do. But don't deny. That's number one. Number two, the definition of taqwa is an yushkar fala yukfar. Meaning, we must be grateful and be thankful to Allah. Whatever happened in life, even this year when we have lockdown situation, we still should be thankful because we are still safe. We are able to fast. We are able to qiyam, alhamdulillah. The environment may be different a bit, but still we are able to remember Allah. We stay connected with Allah wherever we are. Ittaqillah istumma kunt. And that's what the Prophet said. A muttaqin, a person who has taqwa, he remember Allah. He is thankful. And she is thankful to Allah wherever they are. In whatever condition, they are very thankful. They are not ungrateful at all. We never complain. Why? No. Because when Allah decides something to happen, there is a reason. Only those who reflect will understand. Now we can spend more time at home with our loved one, our children, and show them the kindness. Yeah. A in Islam. Yeah, show them the beauty of a family in Islam. We must love them, care for them, and teach them to be thankful, to be grateful, and don't be ungrateful. That is number two. Number three, ayuskar fala yunsa. Meaning, a person who have taqwa, he always remember what Allah want him or her to do. The wajibat, I'm not talking about the optionality, but the obligatory law or the rules, yeah, about wajibat. He will always remember that. And he will never forget. Now let us look into ourselves. Have we have these three, yeah, character, the character of obey and don't disobey. Number two, be thankful, not to be ungrateful. Number three, remember and don't keep on forgetting what Allah wants us to do. We are Muslim, brothers and sisters, wherever you are Muslim. This month of Ramadan is a great month, Allahu Akbar. Allah keep on rewarding us with extra rewards, Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that every good deeds that we engage in this month, the reward is unlimited. Where other deeds outside of Ramadan, there is always a limit. لِكُلِّ حَسَنَا عَشْرُ أَمْثَارِهَا. Every one good deed, there will be 10 rewards from Allah to 700 times more than what we have given to Allah. But fasting, Allah Himself said, أَصَوْمُ لِي وَعَنَا عَذَّابِ. Whoever fasts purely for the sake of Allah, I am going to reward them without any limit. Allahu Akbar. This is to remind us, brother and sister, that this month we should do extra deeds. Grab the opportunity. We do not know whether Ramadan next year we are going to face it or not. So don't miss the opportunity to do more extra, to be more extra loving, extra caring, extra helpful. Everything. If Allah give us extra, why can't we give Allah extra? Allahu Akbar. We should always be ready to give more, to do more. Because at the end of the day, Allah promised us, if we will die as a mu'min and mutaqin, especially while fasting, Allahu Akbar. Allah said, I prepare for them a special gate called name Ar-Rayyan. Allahu Akbar. This is what we are calling upon all the good brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, since COVID-19, Al-Qadim and their team and the youths have been working very hard. Even today, after Jumat, we still have a lot of discussion. We cannot meet up, but we have Skype discussion, online discussion. How to help the poor and the needy. Why? Because we want to do more. When Allah still gives us the opportunity to do more. Because by doing more, it shows that we are so grateful to Allah that we are able to give for the sake of Allah. And make those who need our help, the poor, the needy, smile. And they also are thankful to Allah. So brothers and sisters, once again, because with the will of Allah, We are very healthy. All of you, we wish all of you will be healthy and also will be wealthy so that we can serve Allah more. And there are some families and some friend of us, our dear friend, who just passed away 2 or 3 days ago. They don't have the opportunity to meet up with Ramadan this year. May Allah shower His mercy upon their soul. That's what I like to end tonight, because we don't have the intention to prolong our tazkirah. This is Ramadan. Ramadan is good for us to read the Quran, reflect, spend more time among ourselves as families, and engage, discuss with our loved one, with our children. And always don't forget, brothers, that we know the extra test that we are going through is because we have not been going out. So those who are not used to be at home, sometimes there's extra, also extra stay, yeah, tension. So let's use this opportunity to increase our sabr. Yeah? If you have any problem, your temper, please don't put it on your children or your loved one. Just make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And lastly, brothers and sisters, don't forget, there are very important time for you to make dua and ask Allah whatever you want. Only when you make dua, don't be selfish in your dua. Pray for everybody. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the world. There is the time between sahur and fajar. Sahur time. Wake up for sahur, the pre-dawn meal, and before fajar, don't forget to make dua. This is a very powerful time. Yeah, that Allah will accept our dua. And also, before you break your fast, iftar, don't forget to make dua. And I highly recommend every one of you to have your wudu before you break your fast. Meaning, take your ablution, get ready, make dua. One iftar is on. Now you can start to break your fast. And then you're ready for Maghrib prayer. And please, don't forget to make dua for us. Yeah? For our jama'ah. And we will not forget all of you in our prayer. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen help us to become a better Muslim and become a muttaqin. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen accept all our deeds. And we still have our ongoing activities to the extent this year, Al-Qadim, even by tonight we have started to supply 200 packs of food for 200 poor and needy to break their fast. And we are doing that. Yeah? Almost every night. Every day we are going to reach out to them. We have our team to look into this matter. So may Allah help all of you, yeah, to help us to help the poor and the needy. So we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins, because the Prophet have reminded us, man soma ramadanan imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Whoever fast in the month of Ramadan with iman, with the right intention, not feeling that, you know, it's a pressure, it's a problem, no, you're so happy that you can fast for Allah and hope for Allah's reward. Then the Prophet said, all your past sin will be forgiven by Allah. And may Allah keep us healthy so that we can keep on fasting and complete Ramadan al-Mubarak this year. And at the same time, please make dua. May Allah save us from COVID-19. and unite all of us and make us become a very caring and loving ummah who will keep on helping each other for the sake of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I'm reading also some of the questions. Assalamu alaikum Ustaz, Alhamdulillah for guiding us and still conduct talk tonight on first Ramadan for year 2020. May Allah protect us. Ameen. May Allah bless you and family with good health. Ameen. Yeah. So we believe all of us who have been following us, you are sure to miss the Qiyam with us every night. We miss all of you too, but we will never miss praying for all of you. So don't forget, as long as we are still healthy, we'll try to be with you every night at 10 p.m. Malaysian time. So for those who have been following us, we hope Allah Rabbul Alamin will enlighten us, increase our iman, increase our patience and our righteous deed. Amin ya Rabbul Alamin. If there's any shortcoming, because this is my first time to talk to all of you in Ramadan through Instagram, inshallah, we try to improve the sound system in the coming night. Have a good night, and don't forget to read the Quran. And don't forget us in your prayer. Wabillahi tawfiqi. والأقري دعوانا والحمد لله بالعالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.